Andrea, your English teacher. For the last 15 years, I've taught students from over 100 different countries, and nothing is more satisfying than when I see a student grow in their confidence to improve their speaking. That's why I created my Clear English Pronunciation course. It's 25 video lessons that help you master speaking English, and my TOEFL students can get it for free. That's right. I want to give it to you for free. Simply visit studywithandrea.com/clear to learn more and claim your bonus video course when you purchase my TOEFL course. So now, let's get tongue twisting. It's tongue twister time. And what's a tongue twister? It's a sequence of words or sounds that is difficult to pronounce quickly and correctly. Every language has them. They are our way to prove that we can speak quickly and flawlessly. And I think that tongue twisters are a great way to practice your pronunciation because it's a lot of fun. And also it usually focuses on just a couple sounds at a time. So today's tongue twister focuses all on the sounds K, as in the letter K, the short A sound of A, and the letter N, na, 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 that N sound. So today's tongue twister, I will start off by saying slowly so that you can hear every single word, and then I will do it a little more quickly as you practice with me. I will give you a chance to repeat after me. And then I will talk all about how to pronounce those tricky sounds. And then, of course, we'll get to practice it one more time. So today's tongue twister is, can you can a can as a canner can a can? Wow, this is tricky because the meaning is also a little bit confusing. We're talking about the verb can. And we're also talking about the noun can, which are very different things. The verb can means to be able to, and the noun can is like a metal cylinder that contains something. And then you'll hear the word canner, and that means someone who puts things into cans. So let me say this tongue twister one more time. Can you can a can as a canner can a can? It's tricky, but we're going to say it more and more quickly together. All right, let me try it a little faster. Can you can a can as a canner can a can? That's exactly how we would say it in English if we were speaking at normal speed. All right, now let me say each word individually and you can repeat after me. And notice that sometimes I change the pronunciation a little bit of the verb can, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Repeat after me. Can you can a can as a canner can a can? So that third to last can, you will hear when we say it more quickly, we will say it like can. And the reason is that it is more of a function word here, and it's an unstressed word. And when we pronounce unstressed words quickly, we often turn their vowels into something called a schwa sound. A schwa is an unstressed vowel sound that sounds like a or e, but it's just unstressed. So listen to here and see if you can listen for the schwa sound near the end of the tongue twister. Can you can a can as a canner can a can? It was near the end. When I say canner can a can. Can. In that situation, I unstress or I don't put emphasis on that word. And so it sounds like kn, kn. Okay, now let's talk about these three sounds. K, which is the K sound, a, which is the short A, and n, which is the N sound. For the K sound, k, this sound is created by providing a short burst of air through the tongue, which is raised in the back of the throat or on the soft palate. So if you can imagine that when you are saying the k sound, your tongue is the highest in the back of your throat or in the back of your mouth, and then it is the lowest when it's the tip of your tongue or the front of your tongue behind the teeth. And how we create this is to not make any vocal sounds or vowel sounds, but we are just passing air through the back of our mouth or the soft palate quickly. So repeat after me. K, k, k. The way I'm creating this is by holding up my tongue to my soft palate, and then I slowly, or actually I quickly, lower my tongue in the back to pass air through it quickly. K. That's the K sound. All right, now let's talk about the short A sound in American English. And many other places use this short A sound as well. So for this short A sound, you will be making the a sound. A. It's called the short A sound because the long A is pronounced A, A. This is the a sound. The front of our tongue forward, but it's held lower in the mouth. So the tip of your tongue or the front of your tongue is down behind your teeth. A. And as you say a, your tongue does not touch the roof of your mouth or the top of your mouth. But the tip of your tongue does touch the bottom, inside of the bottom of your front teeth. And the body of the tongue is rounded slightly upward. Your jaw, all of your mouth to remain open. So repeat after me. A. A. Can. Can. All right. Great job. Now let's talk about the final N sound. Mm. This one is challenging for many people because you might hear the NG sound, or when you try to pronounce the final N, you might accidentally pronounce NG. And I want to teach you how to pronounce the N sound because it's very different than the NG sound in English. So the way that this works is, you will keep your tongue in the shape of a bowl. Think about a bowl facing upward, and as you say n, your tongue is touching both sides of your teeth on the upper part, n, and the tip of your tongue or the very front of your tongue is touching the gums or the area right above the inside of your upper teeth. N. So it's like you're trying to hold something inside of your mouth in that shape of a bowl. And you want your tongue to touch all around the front and the sides of the roof of your mouth. Imagine trying to hold water up at the top of your mouth, and you want your tongue to touch everywhere so that that water can't escape. That's the N sound. And the tongue is fully inside the mouth. Don't let the tongue tip come out past the teeth. So that's how you make that N sound. Can, can. Everything is touching. Your tongue is touching so that nothing can come down. All right. So now that we have those three sounds, let's practice our tongue twister one more time. Are you ready? Let's start out slowly. Can you can a can as a canner can a can? Let's try it one more time. Can you can a can as a canner can a can? Let's go a little bit more quickly now. Can you can a can as a canner can a can? And even more quickly, here we go. Can you can a can as a canner can a can? They're so much fun to say if you can say them quickly. I encourage you to keep practicing. Let me say it one more time really quickly. Can you can a can as a canner can a can? It's just so much fun to say. I encourage you to keep practicing these until you can get quicker and quicker and your pronunciation can improve. You've done a great job with this one. It's a tricky one, but I hope this helps your pronunciation of the letters or sounds k, a, and n. At the end of that tongue twister, were you speaking clearly? If not, I have the perfect video course for you. It's my Clear English Pronunciation course, 25 videos dedicated to your success. If you're preparing for the TOEFL test, I have a really special deal for you. You can get the TOEFL course and my Clear English Pronunciation course all for the price of one. Just visit studywithandrea.com/clear to learn more. Happy learning!